Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be God, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are opened, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone, the Holy
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord of all power and might, the author and giver of all good things, graft in our hearts the love of your name. Increase in us true religion. Nourish us with all goodness and bring forth in us the fruit of good works. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said, "So now, Israel, give heed to the statutes and ordinances that I am teaching you to observe, so that you may live to enter and occupy the land that the Lord, the God of your ancestors, is giving you. You must neither add anything to what I command you, nor take away anything. But keep the commandments of the Lord your God, with which I am charging you. You must observe them diligently, for this will show you wisdom and discernment to the people, who, when they hear all these statutes, will say, 'Surely this great nation is a wise and discerning people. For what other great nation has a God so near to it as the Lord our God is whenever we call to him? And what other great nation has statutes and ordinances as just as this entire law that I am setting before you today? But take care and watch yourselves closely, so as neither to forget the things that your eyes have seen, nor to let them slip from your mind all the days of your life. Make them known to your children and your children's children.'" The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm for today is Psalm. Let us read by half verse. Lord, who may dwell in your tabernacle?
Who may abide above your holy hill?
Who never leads a blameless life and does what is right?
Who speaks the truth from his heart?
There is no guile upon his tongue. He does no evil to his friend.
He does not eat contempt upon his neighbor.
In his sight, the wicked is rejected.
But he honors those who fear the Lord. He is sworn to do no wrong
and does not take back his word. He does not give his money in hope of gain,
nor does he take a bribe against the innocent.
Whoever does these things
shall never be overthrown.
A reading from the letter of James. Every generous act of giving with every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. In fulfillment of his own purpose, he gave us birth by the word of truth, so that we would become a kind of first fruits of his creature. You must understand this, my beloved. Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger, for your anger does not produce God's righteousness. Therefore, rid yourselves of all sordidness and right growth of wickedness, and welcome with me every word that has been the power to save your soul. But be doers of the word and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. For if any are hearers of the word and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in the mirror, for they look at themselves all going away, immediately forget what they were. But those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not hearers who forget, but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing. If anything, they are religious and do not follow that cause to deceive their heart, their religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is dead. To care for orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep open, unrestrained by the world, and keep oneself unrestrained by the world. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Mark. When the Pharisees, I'm hearing some sound here. Are you all hearing me okay? All right, must be something around me here. When the Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around him, they noticed that some of his disciples were eating with defiled hands, that is, without washing them. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they thoroughly wash their hands, thus observing the tradition of the elders, and they do not eat anything from the market unless they wash it. And there are also many other traditions that they observe, the washing of cups, pots, and bronze kettles. So the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not live according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" He said to them, "Isaiah prophesied rightly about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts as doctrines.' You abandon the commandment of God and hold to human tradition." Then he called the crowd again and said to them, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going in can defile, but the things that come out are what defile. For it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come: fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, folly. All these things come from within, and they defile a person." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you,
Lord Christ. gotta love those Welsh hymns. That's not the tune to that hymn, but it's one that we've learned and that we know. And I'm very glad that we sang it to that tune. Take myself and I will be ever only all for thee. It doesn't get a lot better than that. Well, confronted with these readings about doing good and not doing evil, I feel prompted to ask, how do we tell the difference? Oh, we get the big ones, like the difference between ISIS-K killing people indiscriminately and the Taliban violating human rights, especially those of women and children, versus global and local efforts to feed the hungry and clothe and shelter the poor. Piece of cake. We all get an A for telling the difference between those two things. The problems arise when the differences are less clear-cut. We begin to quarrel internally and among ourselves and out loud about what freedom is, for example. And Janis Joplin, God Lover, didn't clear it up for us by singing, "It's just another word for nothing left to lose." We're having real, sometimes publicly silent, debates these days over what it means to be free. And freedom set against responsibility to and for each other. Today's gospel presents a specific incident concerning another big topic, righteousness or purity or worthiness. Some would frame it today as who's going to heaven and who's not. That latter is a topic, by the way, that doesn't cause me a great deal of angst because I believe that's God's business and not mine. Another topic for another sermon, perhaps. Anyway, today's gospel. The Pharisees are at it again. This time they're hammering Jesus about his not insisting that his disciples wash their hands before eating. Now, this is not about whether it's a good idea to wash one's hands or produce or utensils before preparing or eating a meal. I'm pretty sure, but these days it can be hard to tell, that we all agree that's a good thing to do from the perspective of health and hygiene. But we need to remember that this all happened before modern notions of health and hygiene. Germ theory had not yet emerged. The Pharisees' objection was based on conformity to rules and rituals, not health and hygiene. Someone who followed all 613 commandments or mitzvahs was undeniably pure, ritually and every other way. The actual number 613 doesn't appear in writings until about the early 3rd century, but the idea was the same regardless of the precise number at this earlier moment in history. I've talked about this before, and I can almost hear some of you saying yes ad nauseum. And I almost apologize for the repetition, almost, because I think it bears repeating. And now for a brief digression. When I talk about the 613 mitzvot in the Jewish Bible, our Old Testament, I'm not describing the attitudes and practices of Jews today. As a matter of fact, I'm not characterizing the Jews at Jesus' time. In the past, I've been fairly comfortable saying that this business of earning salvation was something propounded by the corrupt leadership of the Jewish community in and around Jerusalem at that time. The same leaders who, out of self-interest, goaded the crowds into calling for Jesus' crucifixion. Now I'm telling you that who did what to whom and when and how. In this regard, doesn't interest me nearly so much as what Jesus had to say about this practice. That's what interests me, because that's the same dynamic at work today and that has been at work in every moment of human history. We humans apparently have a kind of basic instinct to reduce right and wrong to sticking to lists of behaviors. Sometimes the lists are enormous, and sometimes they extend even to thoughts as well as behaviors. But no matter how long the lists are, they are finite. Even if the last item on the list is etc. Because it's the etc. that gets us every time. It's when we decide to draw sharp black lines around the blurry gray areas in which we so often live that we begin to oppress each other. Again, another sermon perhaps for another time. End of digression, just so you know. In Deuteronomy, Moses tells the people to heed the statutes and ordinances for one reason: to gain wisdom and discernment. He seems to be saying, you need to discipline yourselves in these multitudinous commandments so you'll be able to discern wisely how to deal with situations that fall outside of them. The psalmist sings beautifully about the nature of the commandments, to help the faithful be truthful and avoid evil, to be guileless and to support their neighbors, to be honest. Sounds a lot like Jesus. More about this in a minute. James and Jesus both describe the spirit of the law with qualities we all recognize and uphold: generosity, mindfulness, forbearance. In speaking of meekness, James writes about the humility to welcome God's word that has the power to save our souls. There it is, really. The recognition that it's not how well we follow arbitrary rules, but how humbly we allow God's grace to work in us. Then James says, we will be prompted to take action that benefits those around us, to be doers of the word and not judges over those who get tripped up on legal technicalities. That's true religion, James writes, to take care of the folks in the margins who cannot take care of themselves. All of this, of course, is set against those who were in effect saying or implying that God isn't a necessary part of the good, bad equation, or at least good, bad behavior. It was about the statutes and ordinances themselves. In other words, given the right list of good doing and bad avoiding, a person could work out their own salvation without the help of other people, or God for that matter. Jesus, responding to the scorekeeping self-righteous, and boy, the self in that hyphenated term is super important, self-righteous. In his response to that approach to faith and conduct, tells his followers, if you search your own heart, if you open yourselves to God's transforming grace, you will be tending to the most precious gift you have received from God: your very life, yourself, made in the image of God. If you open yourself in that way, searching out the compassion and empathy and love for others that God has put there, you will avoid putting forth evil into the world, and the externals will take care of themselves. When I was talking about the psalm, I said more about this, Jesus' take on these virtues, in a minute. Well, here it is. I think that in today's gospel, once again, and always, if we take care to look for it, There is evidence of the driving principle Jesus put forth when asked directly. Love God, love your neighbor as yourself. Everything else, those hundreds of commandments, come from these two and depend upon them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church that we all may be one. Grant that every member of the Church may truly and humbly serve you, that your name may be glorified by all people. We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons, especially Michael, our presiding bishop, Andy, Jeff, Hector, and Kay, our bishops, and Michael, our priest, that they may be word and we pray for all government and whole authority in the nations of the world, that there may be justice and peace on the earth. Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake. Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble, that they may be delivered from their distress. We pray especially for Nancy, Morgan, David, Judy, Bob, Gary, June, Cheryl, Carolyn, Jill, Mary, Carol, Todd James family, Alan, James, Lynn, Christian, Patrick, Dale, Karen, Gail, Abigail, Robin, Virginia, Maureen, Deb, Kenya, Sarah, Lindsay, Carol, Tyler, Sheila, Donna, Caitlin, Norman, Joe, Jim, David, people of Afghanistan, Anne, Jenny, Alice, Ellie, Tom, Meryl, Therese, R.G., Roshanna, Marianne, Betty, Melissa, Frank, Charles, Patty, Ryan, Linda, Leah, Shelley, Jackie, Doug, Butch, Cindy, Linda, Dan, Mark, Marianne, Ellen, Ed, Baby Care Family, Lena, Jennifer, Greg, Leslie, Marionette, Diane, Joe, Martha and family, Alan, Taylor family, both dealing with Hurricane Ida. Others?
My friend,
for our allies who are being, our citizen allies who are being evacuated from Afghanistan, for those who are suffering through the storms in Louisiana.
For those who serve in the military, especially Brian, Trevor, James, Jonathan, Kevin, Chris, Gerard, Ryan, Eric, all in harm's way. Others? Give to the departed in Carl West.
Red light.
Perpetual shine upon you.
Pray especially for Gilbert Castillo, Molly Chalmers, Tom James, Miranda Roberts, Jackie Bailey, Lincoln Stark, Ken Miller, and all who have died from the coronavirus, and for all who mourn their passing. We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy, and we also come to share in your heavenly kingdom. Let us pray for our own needs and those of others.
We pray also for the repose of the souls of those who have died in the evacuation efforts in Afghanistan, or those perhaps who have lost life in the flooding and storms in Louisiana.
I ask you prayers for all who are traveling this week, especially Carol Mothers, Brian, and Sandy. I ask for Thanksgiving for those celebrating their birthdays this week. Kelly Burks, Bill Brink, Christopher Dorman, Cindy Rose, Mason Castillo, David McGinty, and Frank Sidesicker. And for the birth of Sienna Camille Brown, born Monday, daughter of Judith Allen McGinty, and granddaughter of Sarah Allen and David McGinty. I ask your prayers of Thanksgiving for Dina Guthrie and Susan Wallace, who are admitted as new members of the Daughters of the Queen yesterday. Praise now for those in every generation into the crisis and honor. Pray that we may have grace to glorify Christ in our own day.
Before the confession, I invite you to offer your own prayers, which you may not have done earlier. And I didn't ask, invite you to unmute yourselves if you may wish to make those prayers aloud.
For Grady Groves, who celebrates his birthday this Saturday.
I am very thankful for my granddaughter receiving wonderful news with her college career.
God of unchangeable power, when you fashioned the world, the morning stars sang together and the host of heaven shouted for joy. Open our eyes to the wonders of creation and teach us to use all things for good, to the honor of your glorious name, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. And now I ask you all to unmute yourselves. Let the chips fall where they may.
Turn the video on.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Yeah. And peace
also with you.
Also with you.
Peace, everybody.
Peace, everybody.
Peace. Be with all of you. May the blessing of God, of the God of Abraham and Sarah, and of Jesus Christ, born of our sister Mary, and of the Holy Spirit, who broods over the world as a mother over her children, be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.
Amen.
And now quickly, before somebody walks down the sidewalk and sets somebody off to barking, let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Stick around for coffee hour and Bible study, please.